back to school month.
What is going on?
I don't know.
What the hell, dude?
I don't know what's going on.
We were trying to figure it out. Okay, look, and this is not a knock on JoJo. She is the best. She is literally the best office manager this place has ever had in the 9.5 years that I've been employed here. But we were talking about this, and your theory makes sense. That she probably has a budget that has to be spent on these holiday decorations every month.
That's what I was thinking. So we have a tree that was here during Christmas time, obviously, for the Christmas holiday.
Holiday tree. Can't say Christmas anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a holiday tree that resembled a Christmas tree, I would say. I mean, it did.
Well,
it was practically identical.
Be inclusive, please.
It didn't have any, you know, Star Davids
on
it.
We work for a media company, dude. You have to be completely inclusive.
I know. I'm just saying that this is what it is. From my observation, my point of view,
I'm just saying
it looked like a Christmas tree.
I was a little taken aback when we didn't have a Kwanzaa log under it.
Well, there's that. That's what I'm saying. Like, there was none of that. There was no Star Davids. There was no Islam stuff.
I'm sending out an email this year. That will be fixed.
That will be fixed.
Yeah.
So, I mentioned to JoJo, I saw her one day when we used to do the Mike Calta show when they liked us. Let's do it. I guess Mike O is doing that now.
Definitely a step up.
Yeah, yeah. So, I said to JoJo, I go, oh, man, I'm going to miss this tree. It was fun having this tree out here. And she goes, we could do like every holiday.
Yeah.
And I went, that's fun. I like that.
I do like it. And it's worked out great.
It's been great. So we've had, you know, we had a pride tree in June. We had the America tree in July.
We had a Mexican tree for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, for Cinco de Mayo. So it was like, you know,
I stopped her from doing the Juneteenth one. That could have been bad.
That could have been bad.
Oh, thank God.
Not this year. Maybe next year. We'll see. Let's see. April was Easter tree.
Oh, we had a big ass rabbits and eggs and everything.
March was
St. Patrick's Day. Very Irish in here.
Yep. February was Valentine's Day. January was, I think it was just New Year tree, you know.
Yeah, it was just naked babies.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah. So August, I guess it's a slow month in the holiday department.
Pretty lame.
In August. So
what do we have? A harvest moon, maybe?
I don't know, but they must have had an issue trying to figure out how to theme the office because it's just like back to school themed. There's notebooks everywhere. There's
bizarre.
Like, you do your best at school. It's like, I'm not at school.
Is it bring your kid to work every day this month?
I don't think so. I mean, they're in school. They have to go back to school.
Look, I'm not upset
about
it.
School.
I'm not upset. I'm not angered. That would be silly. But I was confused because right when I got off the elevator, there was new decorations, and I get excited for it.
Yeah.
Like, June was so gay, right?
Oh, my God.
It was the most decorated building we've ever had.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
It was.
I will say, back to school, though, almost as decorated, surprisingly.
Yeah, so we walk out, and there's an inflatable right outside the elevators every single month, whatever the holiday is. I mean, plugged in, like the inflatables you get in your front yard. I didn't realize every holiday had inflatables, but I guess the people that make them, they had to figure it out. Like, we can't just sell snowmen and Santa Clauses and expect to, you know, to make a living. So it's been really cool. We had a giant rabbit, you know, and we had a giant leprechaun. We had all this stuff.
Yep.
So I get off the elevator, and there's no wind blowing from the engine of the fan blowing up the inflatable.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty quiet, and I look, and there's just a giant globe that's inflated, like you blow up like a beach ball.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting there, and I'm like, Earth Day? But I thought that's like in April.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm confused. And then there was some inflatable crayons, and I go,
why are you saying it like that?
I didn't know what that,
crayons?
That's what they are, they're crayons.
Crayon?
Yeah, crayons.
Okay, you were saying it weird.
Well,
you said crayon.
Did I?
Yeah.
I was probably putting a little pizzazz on it, you know, for the story.
Gotcha.
Crayons. Anyway, crowns? I used to call them crowns when I was a kid. I don't know.
Okay.
But I saw those, and it still didn't sink in. I was like, what are we drawing the earth? I don't know what's going on. So then I started down the hallway, and that's when I saw more, like, school stuff. And I was like, oh, and then it said back to school. And I'm like, Okay. So it's school.
It's school. Everybody's going back to school.
My son's 23.
I think it's just a slow month. There's not a lot of holidays, and I think, like you alluded to before, it must be one of those things where this department has a budget.
Yeah.
And they don't want to not spend it, because if they don't spend it, then they won't get it next year. Or they'll still get it, but it'll be less, because August, there's not really much going on.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, we're not going to save our surplus this year. Okay, well, you get $100 taken out of your budget for next year. Uh-huh. Obviously, that explains government in a nutshell, too. Like,
it really does.
Starts to get going and has a budget, they want to increase their budget, not decrease it.
Yeah.
So I think it's a situation like that. I will say, good snacks and goodies in the tree.
Oh, they're almost gone now.
I have a video of you and Mo just pillaging this poor tree.
I didn't take anything. I was looking. I didn't take anything. He took.
I have a video. It's pretty convincing.
You have nothing in my hands. I didn't take anything.
I mean, that's what it's for. You're supposed to.
I know, but
snack on it.
I'm not the guy I used to be. I don't want that tree to put 20 pounds on me. You know.
I got a little mini composition book that I'm going to use here to take notes.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Very
I like
good.
That.
Yeah,
I'm started my fast at 7 p.m.
Oh, so, tonight. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I can't have any snacks, unfortunately.
You're not doing it tomorrow or a regular day, huh?
Well, here's my plan. Wednesday is not really a great day because it's a long day. I have to be up until midnight. I got a lot to do. I got the podcast that day. I got this show. I'm up late. So it's really a stressful day to try to do the fast.
Right.
So my plan is to do Tuesday and maybe
Thursday.
As our caller that called in and does it twice a week, maybe do Tuesday, Thursday.
Ooh.
Because I'm going to be on vacation next week and I'm not going to do it.
That's true.
Maybe I can do two fast this week to kind of make up for that.
Yeah, not a bad idea. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. You'd like to join us. Follow and interact on all our social media, too, if you're one of those nerds. Johnny B. Tampa on everything, including X, that used to be Twitter, and, of course, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff, Johnny B. Tampa, and Threads. And that guy over there, you know him. He is home_made_man. When in doubt, you will coons it out, baby. Remember when I was a thing?
Yeah.
Remember the good old days?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
But,
That's
you know,
fine.
Mike was off today.
It's fine.
He's on a cruise, I believe.
Yeah, dude. Good for him.
Weekend cruise, long weekend.
With his beautiful wife.
And I guess the days of us filling in and doing stuff are over.
I guess we did something. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's hard to say.
Weird, man.
Honestly, partly relieved.
Me too.
Because that is it's a brutal schedule.
It is.
So
we did it many, many times. Dozens of times I've done it since I've started working here. And you got to be honest, it really hasn't helped me move up in the company at all.
Yeah, right.
It's nice to be able to talk to, you know, a lot of people at once.
Yeah. It's, tough too, because those are big shoes to fill.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Everybody's got something to say.
A lot of stress.
Yeah.
I know.
No crap. It's not the same as a show that you like. Yeah.
I was listening to those guys this morning, and they had people pranking them right out the gate.
Yeah.
You know, calling in like, this ain't good. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. It's,
you try it, bitch.
Yeah. You got to have thick skin. Yeah. They don't, a lot of times, you know, people that listen to in the morning have a normal life and they go to work and they come home and they have a nice supper and spend time with their children and they go to bed. So they're not hearing us. So they don't know us. I will say that we got a lot of crap at first, too, but
sure.
I felt like most people, 80, 90% were actually positive.
Yeah.
So the same thing would happen with Mike O, too, as he gets more experience. I guess he's the main filling guy now.
Good for him, man.
That's great.
I think it's so they can save money so they can buy more school supplies for the decorations.
School supplies.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because Mike's salary, I think Corey's salary, too.
Yeah, dude, that's smart.
Yeah. So
now I don't feel like.
So that way JoJo can buy blonde Oreos and stick them in the back-to-school tree because they don't have to pay us $15 an hour.
Hold on. Was there blonde Oreos in there?
Yes, there was. I saw them. I'm going to grab one on Wednesday.
Mo took them all.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I think she replenishes them throughout
the month. Oh, okay. All right.
So they'll be back even if they are gone.
You know what? If he did, good for him. Good for him.
I told him. I go,
take all of it, Mo. You deserve it.
That's our
bonuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Because he was mad I took the vid. Not mad.
You took what?
A vid.
Oh, yeah, you took video.
Of you two pillaging the tree.
Don't you delete that wheel. Delete that wheel.